Hey everyone, welcome to Stutter Talk, episode 407 for June 26th, 2013. Stutter Talk, changing how you think about stuttering, one podcast at a time. I'm Peter Reitzis, and I'd like to welcome back return guest, very special guest, Taro Alexander. Welcome, Taro.
Thank you so much for having me again, Peter. It's a pleasure to be here. I can't believe this is the 400 and what did you say?
Well, 407th episode, and if you're counting the unnumbered one, it's over 450 or around 450.
That is just incredible, and huge congratulations to you for making all this happen. It's fantastic. I'm honored to be a part of it again.
Well, thank you for coming back on air, and we're going to link to your other episodes and appearances on Stutter Talk because they are fan favorites. Taro Alexander, founder and director of Our Time, is an accomplished performer, teacher, and director who has stuttered since the age of five. Our Time has been helping kids who stutter since 2001, and I say 2001, Taro, I get chills, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I have to say, it's pretty cool to have been around as long as we have, and that fills me with a lot of pride, and I feel constantly so thankful and grateful to all of our supporters, and most importantly, to all of the kids and their families that have been a part of Our Time over these last 12 years.
Wow. 12 years. I mean, I was at either the first or second Our Time performance.
Wow.
And everybody just knew how special it was. And then you go to, I was at an Our Time performance within the last few years, and everyone knows how special it is. It's just, now it's a lot bigger. It's just, there's nothing else like it. Our Time has several flagship programs, and in October of 2013, in the fall, you're going to launch some exciting new programs. So could you first remind the listeners what are the current Our Time programs?
Absolutely. Our Time is a nonprofit that's dedicated to helping young people who stutter, and that's what we've been doing for the last 12 years. Currently, we have several different programs. We have a year-round arts program in New York City, where we work with about 65 young people who stutter that come from all five boroughs of New York City, as well as the surrounding tri-state area, which includes New Jersey and Long Island and Westchester and Pennsylvania and Connecticut. So we have people coming from all over the place to be a part of our programming year-round. The programming is built to increase the confidence and the communication skills in young people who stutter. The primary vehicle for doing that is through the arts, where these kids find their own voice through writing and performing their own short plays and songs, poetry. And it is, again, really just an opportunity for them to feel comfortable with who they are, make friends with other people who stutter, and gain the confidence to know that stuttering doesn't have to hold them back from doing anything. And we've seen time and time again that the experiences and the success that the Our Time kids gain at Our Time give them that confidence and the power to then raise their hand in school and to give a presentation in class. So we have that year-round program happening. We run a summer camp called Camp Our Time, which is a two-week sleepaway camp that takes place in Hendersonville, North Carolina, which is about a half hour from Asheville. This coming summer, it's from August 4th through the 18th, and we'll probably have around 100 young people coming from all over the country and even abroad, which is really exciting. The first year of camp was 2008, and we had 27 kids, and so this year to be around 100 is really exciting to see that growth take place.
And did you say that you now are going to have international campers as well?
Yeah, we'll have, we've been having a wonderful young woman from Ireland. She's come for the last 4 years. Unfortunately, she's not going to be able to attend this summer, but we have a young woman who's coming all the way from Israel this summer to take part in the camp.
And let me say that your facilities in Manhattan and in North Carolina are amazing. I mean, the camp, Our Time Camp, is a dream camp. I mean, if you close your eyes and imagine the perfect camp, that's what it is. I mean, rock climbing and all types of water sports and beautiful cabins and a wonderful mess hall and performance spaces. And I mean, the kids just love it.
Thanks, Peter. The facilities are beautiful. And I think that that's actually really important. You know, I think that it's important to tell and to show young people stutter and their families that they're important and that they matter and that they deserve the best. I think every child deserves the best. And I know that growing up as a kid, because I had such low self-esteem because of my stutter, there were certainly times that I felt like that my voice should not be counted and my voice shouldn't be heard. And so I think it's important to show a child, not only are you important, and not only should your voice be heard, but you should be able to attend a top-notch camp, and you should be able to perform in the best theaters in Manhattan.
And your staff, I mean, wow, your staff, your volunteers, your counselors, your musical director, they're just, they're everywhere. They're there all the time. They're so top-notch. The kids love them, and you all just work so nicely together. It's just such a pleasure to be there.
Oh, thanks. It's always a pleasure to have you there. And, you know, the thing that I love about the camp, as you said, is the camp is not just an arts camp. We certainly do some arts there, but that is just a small component. And as you said, there's just a million different activities, from rock climbing and horseback riding and pottery and other kinds of arts and crafts, swimming. And it's great to see these kids come in with their interests that aren't the arts. You know, we have a basketball team and a tennis team and a softball team. And it's just great to see these kids shine in all these areas. And what's so fun is that, you know, to succeed in all these activities, you need to be an effective communicator. I actually think that you were there during one of our activities where a young lady was climbing a 50-foot tower, and, you know, she's 40 feet in the air, and she's a young woman who's stutters, and it's imperative that she communicates clearly with the people below that are responsible for her well-being. And to witness the high level of communication that's happening throughout all these activities and to see people working together as a team really warms my heart.
Yeah, and we're going to link to that episode, and several listeners contacted us that are talking just said they cried when they heard how brave she was and the support around her at Camp Our Time.
Yeah, it was really cool. So we have our year-long arts programming in New York City. We have Camp Our Time. And then about a year and a half ago, we started to offer speech therapy at Our Time. We have a wonderful speech-language pathologist, Karen Herring, who you know very well. She's a part of the team. And I think what's so wonderful about having Karen as our speech therapist is not only is she an outstanding speech therapist, but she's also someone who stutters. And I think that she can relate to a lot of the kids really well at Our Time. The other element that's really great about Karen is she's been a longtime volunteer at Our Time, helping out with the shows and helping out with all the activities that we do. And so for the kids that have been around Our Time and the families that have been around Our Time, they just know Karen as Karen. She's fun, she's awesome. She's smart. She's caring. And I think for those kids that have the opportunity to actually get to work with her on stuttering is really cool. And for the new families, I think what I've seen this year, which has been so cool, is, you know, they'll have a, you know, half hour or hour session with Karen on a Saturday, say from 1 to 2. And then from 2:30 to 3:30, they'll see Karen again, but at this time they're hanging out in a room working on a song. And so I think it takes that kind of pressure off of, you know, this is my speech therapist, and that's how they view her. They view her as a friend and someone that can work with them on their speech and can talk about whatever issues they're having, and also someone that they can just hang out with and have some fun.
That's awesome. We certainly love Karen here at Stutter Talk. And in fact, on the second half of this episode, we're going to speak with Karen Herring about speech therapy at our time. This is Stutter Talk. I'm Peter Reitzis here with Taro Alexander, founder and director of Our Time. To find out more about Our Time, go to ourtimestutter.org, ourtimestutter.org. Taro, when you decided to add speech therapy to the Our Time programs, was it one specific event that triggered this decision for you, or was it multiple events, or how did you come to the decision to add speech therapy?
That is a great question. It was a pretty long process and a lot of thinking about what else can we do at Our Time to help kids who stutter. When I founded Our Time, my intention was certainly not to offer speech therapy. In many ways, it was the opposite. You know, unfortunately, I didn't have really good experiences as a kid with speech therapists, and so I wanted to provide an alternative. And very quickly, as I learned more about the stuttering community and learned more about these speech pathologists, I saw what a wonderful group of people made up the speech pathology community. And so I've developed wonderful relationships with many SLPs over the years, including you, Peter.
Thanks, man.
Sure. And over the last, I would say, 4 years, something that I started to observe is the families that would come into Our Time would often talk about how frustrated they were with their speech pathologist. Mainly, they were referring to their speech pathologist in schools, but not always. And the same things kept coming up, which was, our speech pathologist doesn't know anything about stuttering. They don't know how to help my child. Or the child would talk about different things that they would experience during speech therapy that they found very unhelpful. And again, just going back to, my speech therapist doesn't really know what to do about stuttering. And I, you know, it was a good 2, 3, 4 years where I would just kind of say, I'm so sorry, and we're more than happy to come in and make a presentation in your school or talk to your speech pathologist. I can refer them to really seasoned pros in the field for advice. And certainly that would happen, and that was great. But I felt like that we should be doing more. And I will say that the icing on the cake, I think we were at an NSA conference, and we went with a group of Our Time kids, and there was one kid in particular who was just having a really hard time at that point with his stuttering. He was really struggling to speak, and he was feeling really stressed about it and a lot of shame. And I'd known this kid for a long time, and he used to be really outgoing and very talkative, and he was just kind of slowly shutting it down. And Karen was actually at that conference as well, and so I kind of just facilitated a real casual conversation with me and Karen and this young man, and he started sharing some of the things that his speech pathologist has him do. And I don't remember the exact examples right now, but they were kind of your classic things that really don't help. Yeah. And there were a lot of examples of those things, and he was trying to incorporate them into his speech, and it was only making things harder. And after that conversation, I felt obligated to do more for him. And I knew that there were a lot of other kids in that same boat, but it really was, what would happen if our time offered speech therapy? It would be so easy, and because there's a trust level from this family, it would be such a easy and delightful thing to say, hey, if you want to see our speech therapist, that would obviously share our overall philosophy about stuttering, that can also happen. And that for the families that want that additional program, wouldn't it be great to be able to offer it? So that's where the idea came from.
Well, it's just, it's awesome to hear about it. It's awesome to see your growth and all these new programs. And speaking of new programs, you guys in October of 2013, you're planning to launch an arts and speech therapy after school programs in Westchester County, Long Island, and New Jersey. I mean, wow. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we're really excited about this. You know, the primary reason that we're doing this is just so that we can help more kids and their families. As I said, there are a lot of families from the tri-state area that are currently coming to our time programs in the city, but I know that there are a lot of families that we've spoken to over the years that live in this surrounding area that it's too much for them to come into the city every week or every other week. And so I think we're now at a place with our size and our growing staff where we can start taking our programs to the surrounding tri-state area and to be able to offer programming 5 days a week in four separate locations. I'm going to be the person that's going out to work with the kids directly in New Jersey and Long Island and Westchester. I'll be a traveling man come the fall.
Wow.
And I wouldn't want it any other way. You know, when I founded Our Time in 2001, it was out of a real strong desire for me to work with kids and see if I could have a positive impact on them. And as we've grown and we've developed a fantastic staff here at Our Time, I'm now able in the fall to not be tied into the office and the day-to-day operations, which will allow me to go out there and work with the kids.
I'm so glad to hear it's going to be you. I mean, I know it's going to be a lot of hard work, but it's so great that the kids in Westchester County and Jersey and Long Island are going to have Taro Alexander coming out to work with them.
It's going to be a whole lot of fun. I'm really, really pumped for it and excited by it, and I think it'll help us reach even more folks and to be able to provide even more support to these families.
Now, will the speech therapy be offered only in Manhattan, or will it be also offered on these other sites?
That's a great question, and we're not 100% sure of the answer. I think for now, it'll only be offered in Manhattan, but we are hoping to be able to grow that as well and even be able to incorporate speech therapy into the programming in a way that maintains the core of both programs.
This is Stutter Talk. Peter Wright is here with Taro Alexander, founder and director of Our Time since 2001. Wow, it feels good to say that. So two last questions for you. Funding. How, if parents are listening or speech therapists are listening and they would like to get their students involved, their children involved in Our Time, what type of funding is available?
Great question. Thank you for asking that. We are dedicated to serving kids from all socioeconomic backgrounds. There is a fee for our programs, and we also offer financial aid to families in need. I am proud to say that in 12 years, we've never turned away a single family for their inability to pay, and I'd like to make that true for the next 12, 84 years. So if people are out there, speech pathologists, parents, young people who stutter, and they are interested in becoming involved in our programs in Manhattan or New Jersey, Westchester, Long Island, or attending our summer camp, Camp Our Time, and they're concerned that they won't be able to afford it, I hope hearing me say that they can leave those worries outside will be comforting, and know that we truly are dedicated to working with each family to make sure that if they want to participate, that finances will not stand in the way.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a tactful way to say this without embarrassing you, but it's always impressed me I'm going to name drop a little bit. It always impresses me the support that Our Time receives. I mean, I've been to Our Time events where I've, you know, turned to the person I'm with and said, "Oh my God, that's the star of Star Trek," or, you know, I think that's George from Seinfeld was at one of your events, and Paul Rudd, and would you care to name drop just a few more names for us?
I will not name drop.
Oh, come on. Okay.
You can name drop.
All right. Well, so, I mean, what impresses me is that the programs are just top-notch across the board, and you just have support from so many well-known and talented people on Broadway, off-Broadway, Hollywood actors. So it's just a really, yes, I'm embarrassing myself now, but okay. Last question or statement, maybe. I've always been impressed by the diversity at Our Time, and it feels natural. So when you go to an Our Time event, there's white kids, there's black kids, there's Hispanic kids, there's boys, there's girls, there are children who come from families who can afford a lot, and there's children who come from families that don't have a lot of money at all. Is that diversity as natural as it feels to me?
Thanks for saying that. I think that the diversity of Our Time is one of the most important elements to me, and I think something that makes our organization very successful. And when I started in 2001, that was a main goal of mine. You know, looking at the stuttering community as a whole, I thought it was really important that there is a place where young people who stutter can come. And as you said, it should be young people who stutter from all different walks of life, and that finances should never get in the way of a child being able to participate. And we make a real conscious effort to keep our programming as diverse as possible. And that's true across all of our programming, the programs here in the city, the tri-state area, the summer camp. And I think that what we've seen time and time again is that, you know, people are just people, and kids are just kids. And it's such a beautiful thing to witness a friendship that probably wouldn't take place in school. And because we have stuttering in common, that's kind of all we need to start that friendship. Mm. I've seen it over and over again, even on the bus going to Camp Our Time, you know, where you have 50, 60 kids on a bus and two kids who look very different from each other and come from very different walks of life will sit down and start talking, and one of them will stop and say, "Hey, wait, you utter too? And the kid is like, yeah, used to utter too? Yeah. And awesome. Just that realization of, oh, you talk the same way I do, which for many kids, this is the first time they've ever heard somebody speak the way that I do. That is comforting. And I've seen, you know, 2 minutes after that, they're sharing headphones, listening to the same song on their way to camp our time. And while I'm happy and delighted that the camp is for 2 weeks, there's also a part of me that knows, even if this bus just took a half-hour ride, we've already changed those two kids' lives.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And let me just end out by sharing a story with you, a real-life, actually two real-life conversations, where recently I recommended Camp Our Time to a family. And the mom said to me, and this is probably a direct quote or almost a direct quote, she said, well, I don't want my son to be the only black boy at Camp Our Time. And I said to her, well, he won't be. He just won't be. It's a very diverse camp. And I had another mother a few years ago who said to me, well, I don't want my daughter to be the only 12-year-old girl at the camp. And I could say to her, well, she won't be. And it's really special to have your program out there, that it is just so diverse and so well run. And it's just great that as a professional and as a stutterer, I can be able to recommend Camp Our Time to my clients and friends.
Well, thank you, Peter. That means the world. You know, we are here every single day trying to make all those things happen. And it's really comforting to hear from your end that those things are happening. Just again, we want to thank you for having me on and for being such a great supporter of our times for all these years.
Well, thank you. And this is Stutter Talk. To find out more about Our Time, go to ourtimestutter.org, ourtimestutter.org. And stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break and come on back and speak with Karen Herring, the resident speech-language pathologist at Our Time, also a Stutter Talk B Team host, and Taro Alexander, founder and director of Our Time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.
Stutter Talk is a 501c3 charitable organization and is listener supported. Make your tax deductible contribution today by going to stuttertalk.com and clicking on that yellow donate button. Do your part to keep Stutter Talk thriving.
Hey, this is Sarah DiAgostino from the National Stuttering Association. If you stutter, you're not alone, and you're listening to StutterTalk.com.
Well, welcome back to Stutter Talk, episode 407 for June 26, 2013. Thanks again for Taro Alexander for joining us. I'd like to welcome back to the show a voice everybody should know well at Stutter Talk, Karen Herring. Hey, Karen.
Hey.
Karen, you wear a lot of hats. You're a person who stutters. You're Our Time's resident speech-language pathologist, and you host the Stutter Talk B Team with Joel Corti and Roisin McManus, and you have a new dog, I hear.
And I have a new dog. I am so sorry.
No. It's fine. In the olden days, my cats used to appear often on Stutter Talk, but now I have the Stutter Talk Studios has a door that closes, so it sounds lovely. Congratulations on the pup.
Well, thanks. And thanks for all the other nice things you just said.
Oh, sure. So you've long been associated with stuttering greatness. You've studied with Dr. Scott Yeris at the University of Pittsburgh. You've worked with Lee Caggiano at the Stuttering Therapy and Resource Center of Long Island. You've participated for years with Our Time. You've received speech therapy with the late, great Catherine Montgomery at the American Institute for Stuttering. And many may remember you from the MTV documentary True Life, I Stutter. What do you bring to your role as Our Time's resident speech language pathologist?
Oh boy. I would like to think that I bring a lot of different things to the role. Some of the kids that I'm seeing for speech now, I've known for years and years, and before I became a speech pathologist, so that the history and the rapport is just kind of there, which is great. I think, as you know, I think being a person who utters and getting to work with kids and adults who utter is just a really special thing that allows me to relate on a level that I would assume some speech pathologists that don't stutter don't quite feel. I haven't gone through sort of my stuttering journey all that long ago, so it's still somewhat fresh in my mind.
Which I kind of envy, because, you know, my stuttering journey is always going to be fresh in my mind, stamped on me, but it's fresher in your mind. You're a little closer to it.
Yeah. I mean, it was really just, I guess, 6 or 7 years ago now that I was extremely covert and sort of began to explore what this stuttering world was. So it's really neat to, every time I work with a new cool I sort of be brought back to that place.
You know, Taro shared that it was such a natural choice to bring you in as the speech language pathologist at our time, because the kids know you, they love you. And, you know, I've spent some time around our time. I've been to probably dozens of performances. I was at the camp, I think, 2 summers ago, and the kids love you. I mean, they follow you around like you're the mother duck. So, I mean, what does speech therapy look like at our time? Do you do individual therapy? Do you do group therapy? Do you do both?
Yeah, it's really, really cool, actually. I guess I don't know how much Taro went into things, but there's like a few different programs at our time. We have the camp, and then we have the artistic program in New York, and then we have the beach. And the kids really get to decide if they want to do all three of those things or two of those things or one of those things. So I'm seeing some kids just for speech therapy that aren't involved in anything else. And then I see some kids that are involved in all three, or some kids that are just involved in some, which is, I think, super neat for them to sort of get to pick and choose and not be forced into doing a program that they're not interested in. I guess like the speech therapy component, if the children decide that that's something that they want to do, I see individually and in groups. And then we have a parent group too.
Oh, you have a parent group and you lead the parent group?
Yeah. Yeah. The parent group is once a month. It just gives the parents such a isolous time to get to share successes or challenges or struggles and voice any concerns that they might have, and builds friendships.
Now, everybody has different view or different experiences with speech therapy. And I know that there are some people who stutter who've had speech therapy that's very fluency centric. So they're really focused on not stuttering. How would you describe the goals and approaches that you facilitate at our time?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty easy coming in because my ideas are very similar to what our time already had. I think that one of the main goals should always be effective communication, which is something that our time has had in their mission for years and years and years, that we strive to improve communication and confidence. There's definitely some speech therapy techniques that make uttering less. But I think for the most part, especially the kids that are involved in our time, I feel like because they are getting that support and that sense that uttering is okay, that even if they come into our time with the idea, like, I want this gone, I feel like after they sort of meet friends and see that you can accomplish things in your life, even if you do continue to utter, that sometimes their goals will change to more, I just want to talk as easily as I can, and I don't want to have to push so hard, and I want to be able to say what I want when I want.
So if I'm understanding it, what you're saying is that you work on effective communication, which includes being open about stuttering, facing your stuttering, and some skills or techniques to make speech easier.
Yes, you said that so well. I wish I had said it like that the first time.
Well, you did. It's just interesting doing this work because I hang out with people like you. Sometimes I forget that a lot of people just think speech therapy is about fluency, and I just wanted to give you the chance to explain that it sounds like our time is not a fluency centric center.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be hard for me to teach, considering. I don't know, that's not how I live my life.
This is Stutter Talk. Peter Reitz is with Karen Herring, who is our time's resident speech-language pathologist and a Stutter Talk B-team host. So Karen, do the students, do the children at our time ever try any type of strategy at our time, like at a rehearsal or during a performance? And I don't mean just a physical speaking strategy. Do they ever work on things like physical speaking strategies or being open about stuttering or voluntary stuttering or advertising while at our time?
I mean, I can only, I guess, really speak for the kids that I see for speech therapy. I think it's a great time to sort of transfer some of the things that we do in speech therapy to the outside world, but it's still in a very safe place.
Yeah.
So I take advantage of that a lot with the clients that I see, because I think that it just really is an easy next step before you're going to try something with a friend that doesn't stutter, doesn't understand to the same degree. I would like to think that even the kids that I'm not seeing in speech therapy, some of the times them being on stage is the very first time they've ever done something like that, which, I mean, it seems like that would be stepping outside of their comfort zone and doing things that they're a little bit afraid of, but trying any way that has to do with talking.
So it really sounds like the arts is such a natural fit with speech therapy at our time.
Yeah. I mean, it gives all the kids such a great opportunity to talk a lot and share their ideas and not feel rushed and not be cut off. And it's interesting, too, because I think part of the kids involved in the arts program really do like love the arts. And I think the other part are there because it's such a great form of support and such a great time to meet other kids who stutter and talk and have a chance to express themselves, which is, I think, such a cool way that the program has evolved.
Now, let me ask you a question that I find challenging in my own practice, and this only happens occasionally, but it does happen where a parent may want the child to get speech therapy more than the child does. Does that ever happen with you at our time?
Yeah, I think it happens a fair amount. I mean, not a fair amount. Like when the kids first join, they come into the office and they sit down with Taro and myself and the director of programming. Amber, we sort of go over all the things that our time does, and then we sort of give the kids and the parents a chance to decide like what programs they would like to do. And I think there are definitely times that the kid is like, I want to do camp and I want to do the arts pro program, and then the mom and the dad is like, and we're going to do speech.
And do you have any general strategy or way that you help everybody work that out?
I think we kind of leave it very open. I'm certainly not going to force anyone to be in speech that really doesn't want to be. I think that's not very productive and can sort of give them an negative view of what speech therapy is. I would say I either, I'm involved in the arts program as well. So it's sort of a great chance for me to build a rapport with them there and have conversations with them and show them that I'm not some really mean person that's going to torture them when we're in speech therapy. Or we'll try doing speech therapy once or twice. And if they're really against it, we'll visit it at some later time.
Yeah, I found that to be a good strategy myself, where I'll say to a family, and this has only happened a few times, but I'll say to a family and to perhaps a high schooler, why don't we try two sessions? And if you don't enjoy those two sessions, I'll say to the family and the child, then we don't have to continue, but let's give it a shot. And I find that that type of approach often works well.
Yeah. I think sometimes the kids are resistant because they know that's what the parents want them to do.
Yeah.
So, like, if it can be more their choice, it seems like they're more open to the idea.
Yeah.
I also have such the great opportunity that even if the child decides that they don't want to do speech then, I'm still sort of in contact and stay in touch with the child through the other programs. So I feel like if at some point they decide that they do want to try speech, that rapport and relationship is already there.
And you're young and hip, and you know, I don't want to embarrass you, but for better or worse, you're MTV Karen. I mean,
although I do have to say, not that I'm complaining about this, but I don't think most of my clients, like teens or middle schoolers or elementary, have any idea what that means.
See, that's interesting, because just at Stutter Talk, when we hear from folks about the B team, that, or if I see somebody post something online, it'll be like, I think that's the girl from MTV. So it does follow you. But, you know, I've been around our time enough to know that they see you as hip and cool and smart. So this is Stutter Talk. Peter writes this with Karen Herring. And I just have one more thing I want to share with you and get your comments. I just love that our time is offering speech therapy. And the reason I say that, there's one thing that sticks out in my mind, where maybe 6 years ago or so, I was at an Our Time event and a high schooler was performing. And at some point, I was in the audience, and he came up to me really fast, and he said, I hear you're a speech pathologist. I have an interview tomorrow, and I don't know what to do. I've got about a minute. Can you tell me what to do?
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I can't tell you what to do in a minute. And so I'm just so glad that somebody like you is there.
Well, thanks. I think it really is a great thing. I'm thrilled that there's a speech therapy component that got added to our time. I think that just having someone there to talk to, even if they don't want to do like traditional speech therapy, is great. I also think, like, after hearing, I guess a lot of these kids are in speech at school. And I think that some of them aren't completely satisfied, and some of them could benefit from more than a 30-minute session once a week mixed in with kids that don't stutter, but they just can't afford it. So I think it's a great thing that Our Time decided to make speech therapy additional option for the kids, and make it something that's affordable and that it doesn't have to be a very last minute, the first speech pathologist they see, they have to run up to.
Yeah.
But ideally they'd have more than enough opportunities to either talk to me in person or stop by the office or email me or call me. Or I know Tara and I have also done quite a few presentations in schools and to speech therapists and to teachers to try to increase awareness and education. So maybe the speech therapist that the kids do see in school won't be so, I don't know if afraid is the right word, but afraid to reach out for help or to ask questions if they're not sure what to do.
Yeah, that's so important. Years ago, I arranged for Taro to speak to my district, and there was over 100 people there. And, you know, most people were just really in the palm of Taro's hand, but one speech therapist kept saying, but what are you doing to focus on fluency? And finally got to the point where all the speech therapists around him said, Taro's not talking about fluency. He's talking about communication, you know? So I really felt like Taro got through to people, and I'm sure you are as well. So, I mean, thank you for being out there, for reaching out to schools, for your work at Our Time, for your work at Stutter Talk. And for people who want to know more about Our Time, they can go to ourtimestutter.org. And wow, congratulations on those new programs that are about to launch in October 2013 in Westchester County, Long Island, and New Jersey.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet some of these new kids that maybe can't make it to Manhattan each week.
Thank you so much, Karen.